You're listening to Wirral Wave. Wirral Wave Web Radio.
Okay, so it is that time of night. Yes, it is time for the Loft Sessions, and I welcome into the studio with me this evening, John Anderson and Martin Haskane. Good evening, fellas.
Good evening, Cliff. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good.
Thank you so much for coming over.
Hi,
I know you've made a bit of a journey to get here, and with all the roadworks and everything else, it wasn't easy, but you made it, and it's great to see you here in the studio.
Honestly, it's a pleasure to be here. It wasn't too difficult getting here. The last 5 minutes was.
Yes.
But we're here.
It was for me too.
But we saw you at the door. Thought, that's Cliff.
Yeah, there you go. So it's nice to have you in here. So before we do anything else, just give us a little bit of a background about yourself, and then I'm going to go into a song.
Yeah, no worries. I've been sort of playing, I guess, probably for about 15 years-ish, there or thereabouts. Didn't really pick up the guitar until much later in life. Always wanted to play, but never really picked it up. I was more into the singing side of things, but I thought if I'm going to go out on my own and play, I probably need to learn the guitar. So that it was a secondary thing. Mm-hmm. So, that's what I've been doing for 15-ish years, I guess, something like that. And writing, I love writing songs. I started sort of writing poetry and then realized I'd love to turn them into a song format. So that's how the songs slowly evolved. And it's gone from, I want to say strength to strength, but it's gone from that to here, which is brilliant.
Which takes us to our first song, and then we'll have a chat about songwriting and everything else after that. So what are you going to pick to play for us first?
Well, this song, last year, pretty much a year ago today or thereabouts, launched an album called Too Fast for First. And one of the tracks on the album is called Caroline, which, a quick story behind it, I wrote the song for my wife, whose name is Carol. But I couldn't find anything that rhymed with Carol. So I changed it to Caroline. And I do remind her every so often that I wrote a song for her. She quickly reminds me it's not her name. Oh. But that's, what can you do? But this is a song called Caroline. And it's one of the tracks on the album, Too Fast for First.
Okay, so here we are, first track of the evening. And this is Caroline.
They say that what don't kill you makes you stronger. If you find your way, you will find your home. I know that I won't be searching any longer. That is why kill you makes you stronger. And if you find your way, you will find your home. I know that I won't be searching any longer. That is why I have to say, sweet Caroline, I can't make it on.
Wonderful. That is the first song on tonight's Love Sessions. That was Caroline, and that was from an album called Too Fast for Fair. So tell us a little bit about the album.
The album came about basically because I mentioned songwriting, been writing for many years, and I thought I need to start. What I found myself doing is writing a song, playing it to myself, putting it in the phone, as it were, and then putting it away in a book, and then writing another song. And I realized there's so many songs, and I thought I need to start doing something with these songs. Yeah. Absolutely. I'd already done an EP, just acoustically, which was called Songs from the Kitchen Table, mm-hmm. because for the most part, that's where I wrote the songs. That's got about 6 or 7 songs in it. So that was great, but I thought I need to do an album.
Yeah.
And I started putting these songs together. Well, to be fair, I already had them. I met up with Martin through my wife. They worked together. Mm-hmm. And I played Martin a few of the tracks, and we were talking about it earlier. In fact, it's one of the tracks we're going to play after for you. And I said to Martin, I've done this acoustic track. I want to keep it acoustic. No bells and whistles, no nothing. It's just acoustic. What do you think? And he said, that's great. But a few days later, he invited me around to his house. He's got a lovely little setup, a studio. And he said, I've done something with your song. I said, oh, really, have you? And he played. It really was. I'd played it on the piano, actually. I'd played the song on the piano. And I thought, oh, no. And it was the longest 4 minutes of my life because I sat there listening to this song thinking, if I don't like this, how do I tell you? And it turned out. It was actually okay. So from there on, I thought, oh, that's brilliant. I'm writing these songs. I meet up with a chap called Paul Charlton in Newtony Willows every week, and we sort of put ideas together, and I write the songs, and then I sort of go around to Martin, and then we see what we can do. So I've got a great network, a great team around me.
Good.
The album just pretty much evolved from there. Some of it was recorded down in Steelwork Studio down in Sheffield. And some in Martin's front room, pretty much. So, it came together, and I'm proud.
You happy with it?
Yeah, I'm very happy with it.
Good.
Yes.
Well, I am too, because I got a copy of it.
Yes.
You very kindly gave me a copy when I was
I did. Yes.
Publishing, and I was.
You wasn't getting out the door until you had a copy.
No,
of it.
No.
That's
no.
How it works. You get his legs.
That's how to do it. But that's great. I mean, and. It's great to see those songs then come to life for you, isn't it? After, you know, you record stuff on your phone and you put stuff in a notebook. But then once you finally get to record them and it comes out, it's a long process. But once it's done, it's great.
Yeah, but it's a long process, but it's enjoyable.
Yeah.
It's what you enjoy doing. And also for me, once it's recorded and it's in an album and it's behind the plastic, that's it. That's the original. Whatever you do from it from there on in, it's a bit like a painting. You paint it, it's up on the wall, and once it's framed, anything else is a copy.
Yeah.
So even when I go out and Martin joins me and we go out and do it acoustically, even if something changes, it's a copy from the original. So what's on the album are the songs.
There, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it. So
with your writing,
yeah,
how do you go about writing? I ask this to everyone who comes in because everyone does their own thing. Do you sit and you strum, are you a noodler, or do the words come to you first?
If I'm honest, it's more words. I love lyrics. That's what I enjoy doing. So for the most part, it's lyrics. It's a phrase. It's somebody says something to me. I think, that would make a good song title.
Do you know what? There's so many people who sat there who said exactly the same thing. I heard this. I heard this at the back of the bus, and I thought, I've got to make
it. Well, that's it. Yeah.
You took a song from a phrase.
And I'll be honest, a lot of the songs I've written, in fact, just the other day, I was going through some old songs, and I found the lyrics to Caroline that I'd handwritten. And I don't remember doing it.
No.
For the life of me, I think, I don't, when did I do that? And so there's a lot of songs that I've written. And I know this is going to sound really whatever, but it is what it is. I quite often look at the lyrics and think, did I really write
that?
Where did that come from? Because that's not me, but it is. And quite often songs, it might be the phrase that somebody's used, some word in, and I have no idea where the song is going to go or how it's going to end up,
mm-hmm.
but that's where it starts. And what the song is about, it all but evolves itself. I'd love to say it writes itself, but it sort of becomes its own thing. And I just go for the ride and see what comes out the other end. That's how it works.
So when you took these songs into the studio to put them down as what's come out as a CD, did you have everything in your head of this is how this is going to sound, or did things evolve a little bit as you come to the recording process?
No, the album itself, the first EP, I'll be honest, I was just being led by other people that knew what they was doing, wrong. So they it was a great direction to go in. I literally just handed the songs to them and said, look, you tell me what to do, I'll sing them. And you see what, and that's how it works.
Mm-hmm.
On the album, yes, obviously a bit more experience, a bit more of what I wanted to put in.
Yeah.
And as Martin found a few times, I'd sort of wince a little bit and go, no, that can't go in. So I had a lot more creative control.
More input into that.
Yeah, yeah. Not all of it. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are some elements in there where people said, nope, that has to be like, really? Okay, yeah, I'll go with that. But
so where did you record it in the end?
A mixture, a place called Steelworks. Yeah, Steelworks Studios and Martin's, some at mine, I think, as well.
Okay.
I just.
A few of them you'd already got, a spine of a song, hadn't you, with guitars on, and some ideas.
You're right. In fact,
some of it was then.
Yeah.
Other people.
Well, there's a track on there called Stars. We're not doing it tonight, but there's a track called Stars, which I think you played the acoustic version.
Yeah.
Well, the acoustic version is on the songs from the kitchen table.
Yeah.
And my future son-in-law, Chris Wainwright, fantastic drummer, this was a year or two back probably, he came to me one night and said, have a listen to this. And he'd sort of done what Martin does. He'd got together with an incredible guitarist, Scott Steele, and they had just added stuff on to the recording. And again, I sat there listening with a stern face. But when it was finished, I thought, that's brilliant. Well, thanks, chaps. So that's why the full band is on the album. But right at the end, there's just the acoustic, the original side of it. Yeah. So.
Well, I was talking about the show Winding Down, and that's I played that one as part of the Winding Down.
You did,
didn't I?
You did.
Because I thought this fits perfectly, so I'll give it a play. Because I'd promised. The only thing is, I felt a bit guilty because I'd said I was going to play one of your songs. I thought this poor guy's probably sat here all night waiting to hear a song, and it's end of the show.
No, not at all. Well, that's it. Well, I listened all the way through it, and I've listened to the.
I hope you enjoyed it.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. But it was also good to hear Stars acoustically.
Yeah,
Because now, whenever it's played, it's always the full band session, which is great, obviously, but it's nice to take it back to its roots.
So what it was.
Yeah.
Okay, right, it's time for the second song. So what are you going to play for us now and what's it about?
Well, again, just talking about lyrics and people talking, this came about, people talking about the NHS, the phrasing they kept using, this was just before the election, is it's broken.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing's broken. And so the word broken just got into my head. it's not a political song by any stretch, yeah, this one, but the word broken, I thought that it's just got to be used in a song. And this is called Broken.
Okay. Basically. So this is the second song of the Loft Sessions this evening. This is Broken.
Nothing I do is gonna turn back time when I was yours and you were truly mine. Counting days since I let you go, the light's gone out and I just need you to know I'm broken. Broken. Something inside has got a hold of my heart, burning up and tearing me apart. You took me higher than you let me fall. You gave me nothing, then you took it all. And I'm broken. Broken. Don't let me fall. Same old smile, but there's a pain I can't hide. Getting stronger no matter how hard I try. Well, I just die with every falling tear. So I'll shout it loud and pray that you hear. I'm broken, yeah, broken. I'm broken. Pounding like a big bass drum. I had it all, but now I've got none. Blinded by the love until I can't see. Now that love has made a fool out of me. And I'm broken, yeah, broken. I'm broken.
Wonderful. That was Broken. That was the second song from John Anderson and Martin Haskane. Right, so I'm going to talk a little bit about playing live. I was lucky enough to see you at Prohibition Studios, as I mentioned earlier, with supporting Rob Jones and Rob White, two wonderful musicians who've sat in the same chairs there as you.
What a night that was.
Yeah. It was absolutely superb. And I just thought, you know, this is what it's all about. You got a venue that's so intimate. Everyone in there sits and listens, which, you know, for an artist is what you want.
Absolutely.
You know, you go to some places and all you can hear is people chattering away.
That's it. You literally are the jukebox in the corner, which it's great, but it's not. That's to me, if you're writing your own stuff, and I know I've had many a conversation with people, and I get covers. I absolutely, in fact, we're going to play one. But I get covers and there's some fantastic songs I wish I'd written, but I didn't. I didn't. So if you're writing your own stuff like Rob mm-hmm. did, or do, you know, why not go out and promote them? And as you say, if you've got a venue, no matter how small the audience, if they're sat there watching you, I would much rather that than being in a pub,
of course,
screaming out a song that isn't mine, I've got no investment in, and no one's really listening anyway. So as much as that's brilliant, don't get me wrong, I'm not knocking that.
No, but, I know. And no. that is the thing.
Yeah.
But as you say, for somebody like yourself, it's great. And I would rather be playing my songs to 10 people who are listening.
Absolutely.
Than a room of 50 people who are not interested at all.
That's
We're lucky that there's a few venues we've found where it is like that. It's musical orientated, small groups who are there to appreciate the music. And you like playing there again and again, don't you?
But that's it. Yeah, you can't wait to be invited back. There's a place over in Stockport, Semitone Studios.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's a fantastic venue. Not the biggest of places, but it doesn't matter. Everybody has turned up to listen to your music. That's not to say they're going to like it all, but they've turned up to listen to it, you know.
And this is something I always say. I've said this many times. Why have you paid 20-odd quid to get into a gig to stand there and talk to you, mate?
I have to. Where's the logic in that? Absolutely. Yeah. Talk on the way home. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do your talking while you're walking, as I say.
And especially if it's the kind of stuff that you're playing as well. Like you want it. You need to be listening to it. You want to hear it.
I mean, you can't. You can't be so pretentious that you're saying to everybody, you must listen to this. You must sit and smile. I get that they're in a pub, they're in a whatever it is. And occasionally I'll be doing a gig where it's all, not all covers, but lots of covers.
Mm.
And I no longer tell people that this is an original because I want to see the reaction. Does it fall in with the Brown Eyed Girls? Does it fall in with a Dakota? And if nobody goes to the loo while I'm playing it, I'm happy because they're just accepting it as a song they don't really know, but that's what they like. So, you know, so there's ways of sort of wiggling in your own tunes as well. So, but yeah, them venues and Prohibition Studios.
It's great.
It's incredible place.
One of the things I've noticed over time is as we've played places and people buy the CD and go away, and we always appreciate that.
Yeah.
They come back again and then they sing along with the song next time. So you're then at the point where they know the songs and coming to listen.
And that's got to be the greatest thing for a songwriter.
It really
to
is.
To have people singing back your song.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, we played a festival on Sunday, just gone. And it was just a bit of fun. We just played lots of covers. But somebody actually asked me, could I play Caroline?
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I said, I'd love to. I said, the chaps in the band, because it was supposed to be a trio. There was five of us, so somebody can't count. The drummer we'd never met before. I'd never met it. I hadn't. Martin, the chap.
Yeah.
He stood in for Chris. So I thought, I can't just throw this one at him on the stage. But yeah, we was being asked to play some of the originals. So the originals suddenly become the norm.
Well, that's good.
Which is, I mean, if you think about it, I guess every cover was an original once. So,
indeed.
Yeah,
indeed.
Just got to get it into people's psyche.
Of course. So do you manage to get out and play much at all? I mean, it's always difficult to find the suitable venue.
Yeah.
It's what I found from people who are in here. They say, well, yeah, we want to get out and play, but there's not enough places. There's not enough suitable venues, if you like.
Do we play enough? For me, probably yes. I mean, I wouldn't want to go out and play every night.
No.
And I do turn down one or two places purely because it is just, can you come over here and just do a bunch of covers to a rowdy pub in wherever, and you think, oh, really? No, I'm okay.
No.
Yeah, so I'm sounding very pretentious. I don't mean to, but I sort of pick and choose where I'm going to play. For no other reason that we just said, you know, so somewhere that, you know, even if they're stood there having a drink, they're still listening, but more so the likes of Prohibition, where, you know, they're coming in to listen to your stuff.
Definitely.
And for that reason, you're probably right. There isn't enough of them venues around. There's more opening. There's more places opening. We're based over in Wigan.
Mm-hmm.
And there's definitely more venues starting to open over which is fantastic. But at the same time, you want to branch out
course,
a bit.
Of course. I mean, so, it's the same here. I mean, like, I know in Liverpool, over the other side of the water where I'm from, a lot of there's some great little venues and they're no longer there, you think?
Yeah, I know.
But that's what we
criminal,
need.
Criminal, isn't it?
They've just opened one here in Birkenhead called Start Yard, which is really good. Again, it's a nice little place to play, and that's what you need to look for. I mean, and obviously, you know, yourselves, you're Wigan based. Yeah. Wigan is an absolute hotbed of music. I mean, so many great bands at the minute from Wigan.
Yeah.
I played, there's Banco de Lathams, I played a lot of music. Stanley's.
I played with the Stanleys.
Really?
Yeah. I did, in Hay Hill, yeah.
Well, I had them in, they were going to come and do a session for me going back when I was on another station about 2 years ago. And the full band wasn't available, and two of them come over, and they came in and had a chat. I thought, why are they coming? They come all the way over from Wigan just to chat. That's brilliant. They're great guys,
And one of the things we've noticed is you've got different types of venues. So you've got some where it's musicians who go, and then everybody plays and everybody joins in and you all appreciate each music. And then you've got the venues where it's kind of paid venues where people coming in to listen to original music.
Yes. Normally.
Then you've got kind of the pub venues where it's entertainment.
And they've all got their place.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I've got musician friends that are pretty much out 2, 3, 4 times a week, Thursday, Friday, 2 on a Saturday. And they are doing the pubs and the clubs, and that's how they're earning their money.
Of course,
and absolutely brilliant. That's fantastic. That's not what I'm looking to do.
Okay, so we'll chat a little bit more in a minute, but I want to try and squeeze another 2 songs in.
Yeah, sure.
And I've noticed that time is running by, so...
Oh, right. Sorry.
What are you... That's okay. Just a little message come through as well. My brother's listening, Mike, who is at Prohibition.
Okay.
And he says, these two guys are so good together. So
it's coming through. Cheers, Mike.
Coming through great on the radio, so that's good to hear. Okay, so what are you going to play for us next?
Well, we said we'll do a cover for you.
Okay.
So last night, what time is it?
Half past eight.
I said to Martin, more about this. We'd never done this before.
Okay.
So Martin said, I'll pop round. So he popped round very quickly, and we sort of muddled our way through this. So if we end up muddling our way through this, I do apologise.
Okay. So you're going to tell us what it is then?
Okay. You might not recognise it as it is. It's from a band called Delametri.
One of my favourite bands.
Absolutely. Oh, that's no pressure there then. Delametri, and it's always the last to know. So if Justin Curry's listening, I do apologise up front.
Okay, here we go.
So you're in love with someone else, someone who burns within your soul, and it looks like I am the last to know. You say you never felt so alive, so much desire beyond control, and as usual I am the last to know. The last to know how you're feeling, the last to know where you are, the last to know if you're happy now, or if he's treating you like I treated you, or if he's cruel. I'll be the last to know. We spent summer up beyond the bay, and you said these are such perfect days, that if the bomb drops, baby, I wanna be the last to know. And now you're living up behind the hill, I know we share the same city, feel the same sun. When the winter comes, I'll be the last to know. Always the last to know how you're feeling, the last to know where you are, the last to know if you're happy now, or if he's pleading with you like I pleaded with you. Don't go, I'll be the last to know. Creation's gone crazy, the TV's gone mad, now you're the only sane thing that I. The last to know how you're feeling, the last to know where you are, the last to know if you're happy now, or if he cheated on you like I cheated on you. Oh, oh. You were the last to know, you were the last to know. Don't let me be the last.
Well done. Simply wonderful. That was Dalimitri. He's the last to know. Great band out. Oh. So Justin Curry in Liverpool a good few years ago. He did a solo show at Academy 2.
Yeah.
Probably about 100 people in there, but it'd be amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing.
I saw the band. I saw Dalimitri when they was touring just recently in Manchester.
Oh, right.
Just
still,
incredible.
Still got it.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, just amazing. Yeah, amazing band.
I know. He's struggling with Parkinson's.
He is, sadly, yeah. He was on Breakfast Telly the other morning.
Yeah.
And he was okay, but he said, it's there.
It is what it is, isn't it? Oh, fantastic songwriter and great band as well.
Incredible, yeah.
Okay, so that's Sander Gray, so thank you so much for that.
We got through it.
It sounded great. Right, so what's your future plans? What have you got going forward? What have you got in the pipeline? Anything?
Well, there's an EP on at the moment. I've got an album all but ready to go, but it's not been recorded. We've not been to the studio. Well, some of it is, but we've not been and finished it off. But being impatient, I decided a few weeks ago to put an EP together, again, similar to the original EP, which is pretty much me on a guitar. Mm-hmm. Not sure that's a good idea, but it is what it is. And again, looking at phrases that people have used, I've not used any of this phrase in a particular song, but you get a lot of musicians quite rightly saying, you know, this song, it's personal to me. Mm-hmm. So I thought that's a title for an album, an EP. So the EP is called It's Personal. And it basically is myself and a guitar, with the help of Paul Charlton, as I mentioned earlier. And it's just songs that I've written over the last couple of years or so. And yeah, just thought, you know what, these would probably sound okay acoustically. That's not to say in the future they might get a full band again, but just for now they're purely acoustic.
Okay. So that's your plans with
that's,
that one?
That's
so,
the plans, yeah.
So gig-wise, have you got anything else coming up or what would you like to be doing?
Gig-wise, actually nothing planned at the moment, but I know that, again, a couple of phone calls, and hopefully after this as well, Cliff, you know.
Promoters,
people will be ringing in saying, quick, get them down here, or no, keep them away.
And I can recommend a couple of places.
Oh, fantastic,
well,
yeah. So
that would suit you, I think.
Been very, very busy in the summer with gigging, which has been fantastic.
Great.
There's probably...
Nice to get back to Prohibition again.
Oh, wouldn't it just... Yeah, amazing place.
Yeah, it's a fantastic little place.
So, and ideally, as soon as I, you know, get a news of a gig anywhere, it'll go on the social media site. So if anybody wants
that's what I was going to say. So people can get in touch, on the socials, Facebook and stuff.
It's just John Anderton Music. As soon as they put that in, they'll find me. The music, obviously, is on the Spotify, the Apples, and wherever.
The streaming services.
Wherever the streaming services are. They'll find me on there. So
if you've been listening and you like what you hear, then get yourself across to Spotify, have a listen to John's stuff, and even better, go and buy it. So that's the thing to do, because support local music and keep it going, as well as supporting local venues. There'd be no good if we haven't got people to play in them, isn't it?
Well, that's it. I mean, it's a two-way street, isn't it? We need the venues, but at the same time they need us, let's work together. Yeah, brilliant.
All exciting, Gus. Okay, so have we got one more song to play?
We have. This is on the new EP,
so I thought
I'd leave this one till last. This is a song, again, it's a love song, basically. Okay. That's about it, no particular thing, but it's a song called Your Smile.
Okay, so this is the last song for tonight's Love Sessions. When you're ready, guys?
Yeah.
I'd really like to go. Tell me about the things you like to do. What's really on your mind? Maybe I can go with you. Who knows what we might find? I've been waiting here too long. I've been trying to find my own way, and I don't need anyone. just need, I just need your smile. Your smile. Tell me, girl, what did you do last night? Did you mean to break my heart? And all the things that we had planned, did you mean to pull apart? I've been waiting here too long. I've been trying to find my own way, and I don't need anyone to lend a helping hand. I'm just trying to get by for a while. I don't need anyone to say they understand. I just need, I just need, I just need your smile, your smile.
Okay, so that was the final song for the Loft Sessions this evening, and we've pretty much run out of time, so I would just like to say thank you so much for coming in this evening.
It's an absolute pleasure, it really is. When you invited us in, it was a happy day, so cheers, Cliff.
I appreciate you coming in, because I know it's a bit of a distance to come in.
Not at all.
And last but not least, hopefully you'll come back and see us again another time. So when your new EP is out, you're welcome to come in.
I appreciate it.
And try and do a bit of a launch night for it as well.
Fantastic. Honestly, and it's, you know, it's guys like yourself that push the new music. And I know every musician, every artist out there that's trying to push their original stuff appreciates it. So
happy to do it. Thank you so much, cheers, guys.
Thank you.
Simple news, weather, and lots of music.
Online and mobile.
Alexa, play We're Away.
That's my station.